Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Dami mga one-liners. Pastor Jabez, tweetable, quotable quotes. Kaya pwedeng-pwede yan i-tweet na, i-share na. Those are nuggets of truth that you can take away. At one of these Sundays, we're going to hear him preach here at our service. I'm looking forward to that. Muli po, isang magandang umaga sa bawat isa. Magandang araw. At we welcome you today to ICS Church. Those of you who are back on site for the first time, welcome back. We're glad that you're here. And those who are online as well, kami po inigagalak na makasama kayo sa araw na ito. Kumusta na po? This week was our week of prayer, mid-year prayer, and for many of us, maybe fasting as well. May mga nag-fast po this past week. I pray and I hope that it's been a fruitful time for you and the rest of the year, the second half of the year, ay patuloy na magiging fruitful po para sa atin. At dito po sa ating week of prayer, we started a series as well called Fast Forward. Sabi natin, last week, you know, a lot of times we want to go fast, lalong-lalo na pagkalagitnaan na ng taon at nais natin na, you know, makamit yung mga goals natin, yung mga objectives natin, at minsan nababagalan tayo, lalo na siguro nung binalik dito sa Metro Manila, especially binalik tayo sa ECQ, parang grabe, go na sana as a church. No, nung Sundays, all of us were ready, we were equipped, and meron ng momentum, tapos biglang nag-ECQ uli, no? And it feels like a step back. And so some of us siguro, in the middle of the year, parang grabe, you know, I already want this year to be finished kasi hopefully by the end of this year, malaya na. And we can't wait for that. Pero sometimes to go fast, we have to go slow. We talked about that last week. And just to step back, at talagang manatili sa presensya ng Panginoon, to spend time, to seek Him, to pray, to hear from the Lord. And at the same time, i-submit yung mga cares and concerns natin. So today, the title of the message is Praise Forward. Kasi napaka-importante ito, you know, sa ating pong pag-uusad, sa ating pagpaplano, sa ating pamumuhay, we don't want to just pray and fast. We also want to praise as we move ahead in the different things that we do. I remember the first time po ako ay umakyat sa isang bundok. I was 16 years old at family holiday at we decided, oy, tatahaki natin. Tama ba yun? we are going to try to climb this mountain, National Park siya, it's called the Grampians and the Blue Mountains. Tapos, iba-iba, no? Iba-ibang ages. I was 16, kasama ko yung lola ko, and at that time, she was probably in her 70s already, you know, mga ganun. Grabe. And lahat kami, sama-sama, and we started trekking up. Walang mga rest spots ito, no? At hindi ganun ka-impressive on your way up. Parang masaya lang kasi sama-sama kayo. Pero wala ka masyadong matatanaw eh. Parang it's all rocks, dirt, trees. Puro yun lang. And yung mga ibang younger cousins ko, parang wala na ba tayong makikita ng iba? We're just gonna keep climbing forever. Pero at some point towards this climb, it took about an hour to climb up. So pagdating nung hour na yun, yun na. Parang wala na mga puno, and you reach the top, it's 3,065 feet above sea level, at you look around, it was like puro clouds na lang, ulap na lang yung nakapaligid sa'yo, na parang, alam mo yun, parang dagat, you know, in the middle of the lake, and it's just clouds all around. And hindi ko napigilan yung sarili ko, I just started praising God, I just started, you know, just declaring the glory of God, kasi parang namangha ako, you know, overwhelm ako sa beauty. I've never been to that level before in any walk. So parang nabago yung pananaw, no? That journey up, na parang grabe po lang katapusan, hindi na ba ito mag-i-end, and it's not that impressive. Pero pagdating mo sa taas, wow! Grabe, I wish I had photos to show with you, pero wala eh. Nabaha yung mga litrato, so wala na yun. It's all in the memory right now. Pero you can actually Google that. No? Google Grampians, and Pag nakita mo yun, yung mga images doon, grabe, ibang klase siya. How many of you guys remember the first time you rode a plane? Ayan, di ba? First time sumakay sa aeroplano, first time umakyat sa the top of a high-rise building, and then you looked outside. Nababago ang pananaw natin, di ba? Things change, you know, our mindset shifts. Minsan, pag nandito ka lang, nasa lupa ka lang, parang you feel overwhelmed, you feel burdened, pero the moment you ascend, no, nababago yung pananaw natin. And kahit wala kang iniisip na iba, somehow your emotions, your thoughts are changed and are shifted because of this encounter. And in many ways, ganun po ang nagagawa ng prayer and praise. Yun ang nagagawa. Pag tayo dumudulog sa Panginoon, pag tayo nagpupuri sa Panginoon, prayer and praise has the power to change our circumstances for good. Meron ganong klase siyang kapangyarihan. Bakit? Because it takes us from here, and when we pray and praise, it levels us up. Diba? Lumilevel up tayo. Nag-a-ascend tayo. Nag-shift yung ating pananaw, yung ating experience, and things begin to change around us. So, in the middle of the year, that's something that we want to remind ourselves. Nasa kalagitnaan ng taon, as we have spent time to pray, as we have spent time to sought the Lord, kung meron tayong mga patuloy na ninanais makamit in our life, in this season, in this year, kahit anong ating pinaghaharap, let's remember to pray, and not just pray, but praise God through the seasons that we face. Kasi minsan, in the most unexpected circumstances, posibleng mabago ang lahat. At kung mananatili tayo dun sa kalagitnaan ng kahirapan, ng mga challenges, feeling natin na walang nagbabago. But as we lift up our eyes to the Lord, as we lift up our lives to the Lord, and praise Him, things begin to change. Meron dalawang alagad, ang Panginoong Jesus, si Paul and Silas. And, you know, in the first century, in the book of Acts, nakaranas sila ng pagbabago, especially si Paul, who was once a terrorizer of Christians, a persecutor of Christians, binago ng Panginoon. And Silas was brought along dun sa journey niya, and they started sharing the gospel wherever they went in Asia Minor or then the Mediterranean area. And one time, in the story sa Book of Acts, Dr. Luke writes the story, the early life of the church. In chapter 16, sabi doon, once when we were going to a place of prayer, diba? Ayun na yun. They were on the way to pray. Parang ngayon, it's a Sunday, you're on the way to church, you're about to watch, you're watching online. Merong biglang unexpected thing will happen. And sometimes yung mga unexpected na yun, kakaiba. Lord, I'm following you, I'm faithfully obeying you. Tapos all of a sudden, tragedy would come. All of a sudden, persecution would come. All of a sudden, yung mga dinulog mo, pinlano mo, and at the beginning of the year, you thought, eto na yung direction ng Panginoon sa akin. But all of a sudden, in the middle of the year, sandali, parang nagbabago. What do we do when things begin to shift? Paul and Silas, ganun ang nangyari sa kanila. They were on the way to prayer. Diba, that's a good thing. I'm gonna pray this week, a week of prayer. I'm gonna pray. Pero habang sila ay patungo dun, and about to engage in prayer, they find this young woman na sumusunod sa kanila, and you know, declaring who they are, the prophets of God, you know, to the prophets of God. Isipin natin, that's probably a good thing. Pero as they're on their way, they stop in their tracks kasi na-discern nila parang iba yata ang espiritu to. They rebuke this young woman and cast the spirit out of her. And hindi nila alam yung susunod na result, because the result that would happen was, eto pala ay slave or employee ng isa pang tao na kumikita because of the ability to try to tell fortunes. Yun, para manghuhula siya. And they were making money out of her. So nung wala yung ability na yun, syempre wala silang pagkakakitaan, nagalit ngayon etong mga boss ng babae, and they trumped up accusations against Paul and Silas. Dinala sila sa korte, inaccuse sila, and as a result of this, no, binugbog. They were beaten up, Paul and Silas, At matindi talaga, sabi yung word na ginamit was flogged. So talagang sobra. And yung sa Roman flogging nga, talagang hubot-hubad ka, tapos pinagbububog ka talaga. So this was a painful beating. At hindi lang yun, hindi lang sapat yun. They were sent to jail. At nung nanon sila sa preso, nilagay pa sila sa stocks. So it wasn't enough na binugbog sila. Talagang pinahirapan maigi. Here's the exact description, no, na nakalagay dyan. Sa verse 20, they brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. So talagang yung paan nila, no? Stocks are like wooden planks. So hindi ka makakatayo, hindi ka makakilos. Nando ka lang sa isang pwesto the whole time. And it seems parang, grabe, parang unfair naman to. No, minsan, dumadaan tayo sa ganun, di ba? Lord, pinalangin kito, Lord, mabuti akong tao, Lord. Lahat ng ginagawa ko para sa iyo. Kaya sinabi ni Jabez, nagtatides ako, nagpe-pray ako, di ba? Nag-lead pa nga ako ng circle eh. Pero, grabe, all of a sudden, tragedy comes. And in their case, persecution comes, suffering comes. What do we do? What would be our initial reaction? Kayo po, di ba? Ano unang reaction natin every time we go through difficulties? Usually, it's complain, di ba? Parang, una, nalulungkot tayo. Tapos mamaya, grabe, bakit naman nangyayari to? And it may not be directed against God, pero we start to complain about our circumstances. Yung sitwasyon natin, hindi naman magbabago to. Ano ba? Face shield on, face shield off ba? Mask on ba? Mask off ba? Ano ba talaga? Di ba? Pwede ba lumabas? Hindi pwede lumabas? And it becomes frustrating. And people are frustrated, no? As things continue to happen. Pero it's interesting, dahil kay Paul and Silas, it's expected na sana ganun, di ba? Expected na naturally, they would probably be complaining. Pero instead of complaining, what we find in verse 25 is different. About midnight, sabi doon, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Wala kang mapuntahan, wala kang magawa. But instead of complaining and talking about the negativity of their situation, they started praying instead. They started praying instead, and they started singing hymns to God. And it says in verse 26, "Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose." Now, if you're a Christian and you've been a Christian for a while, sabihin natin, eh, that's actually natural, di ba? When it's difficult for us, of course, I'm gonna start praying. Of course, I'm gonna start praising. Pero kung nakikinig ka dito, di ka Kristiyano, parang ang weird naman nun. Nasa difficult situation ka na, tapos mananalangin ka pa, dapat sumpain mo na si Lord. It's like what Job's friend said. No? Minsan yung mga kaibigan natin, kaysa makatulong, napapahamak pa tayo lalo eh. Job in the Old Testament, no, nawala, pamilya na, nawala, ari-arian niya, nawala ang lahat. Sa simula, ini-encourage pa siya ng mga friends niya. Pero towards the end, na parang grabe, sunod-sunod na yung trahedya sa buhay mo. Sumpain mo na si Lord. And when he was thinking this, and he was about to, nangusap pa Panginoon sa kanya, "Were you there when I formed the heavens and the earth? Nandun ka ba?" Di ba? Parang he had to pause and to think. And so for Christians, sabihin natin, kung hindi pa natin gawain to, if we're gonna follow the example of Paul and Silas, this is something that's important for us to be reminded of. Na sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok, yung mga unexpected situations na mangyayari sa atin, no, hindi ka na lumalabas ng bahay, tapos maka-COVID ka pa, lahat na ginagawa mo para maligtas ka, tapos ganun pa rin. Paul and Silas says, "Lord, I don't understand why we're on the way to pray, we're declaring your gospel, mabuti yung ginagawa namin, tapos mangyayari to." Instead of complaining, they they pause, they pray, and they praise. They pause, they pray, and they praise. Now, yung pausing, no choice sila. Nasa preso sila. No choice. Pero how, what they would do in that time spent, meron silang kapangyarihan. So instead of complaining, pausing and complaining, pausing and experiencing negativity and discouragement, they pray instead. Why? And they probably did not expect what would happen next. But prayer and praise has the power to change our circumstances for good. There is something that happens that things will begin to shift. Dito sa sitwasyon na to, ito po yung mga ilang bagay na maobserbahan natin. Oh, four things. Number one, prayer and praise shifts our attention for ourselves to God. Yun po ang nagagawa ng pananalangin. Yun po ang nagagawa ng pagpupuri sa Panginoon. Because instead of looking at our negative situation and saying, grabe, kawawa naman ako, ito na lang yung kaya ko, wala akong ganito, ganyan. When we begin to pray, saan pumupunta yung mga mata natin? When we begin to praise, yung physical posture pa lang natin, nung pa lang, di ba, nagbabago na? Kasi kung nakatungo tayo sa problema natin, we're looking at ourselves. And it's our point of view is limited. Our perspective ay nandito lang. Pero when we begin to pray and to praise, now physically our posture begins to be upright. Our posture begins to physically look towards the heavens, pati yung words natin nababago. So here, prayer and praise shifts our attention from ourselves to God. Instead of saying, you know, poor me, we say, praise God. And praising is different from worship, because worship is about intimacy. It's about declaring and giving God, telling Him His worth to us. But when we praise, we begin to declare who God is. It's declarative, no? Sinasabi natin kung sino siya. That He is almighty, that He is all-powerful, that He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior, He is our Rescuer. It's declaring who God is. Our situation begins to shift. Our situation begins to change. Yung ugali natin, nababago. Yung pananaw natin, nababago. Oh, yesterday, actually the other day, I posted a question on social media, and it was interesting because several of you began to respond to that question. The question was, you know, how does praise help in your life? So thank you for those of you who responded and shared your thoughts. I just want to read some of them ngayon. And a lot of people responded, you know, from different parts. Nakakatawa yan eh. Minsan magpo-post ka ng question kahit yung mga hindi mo madalas nakikita at naririnig, no? Nag-comment. So it was good to hear from some folks that haven't heard for in a while. Pero some of the different thoughts na nabanggit doon, ano? Sabi dito ni Kuya Abdiel, no, sabi niya, what does praise do? How does it help in your everyday life? Sabi niya, like my favorite coffee. Ayan, no, sino dito mga coffee drinkers? Like my favorite coffee in the morning, only 100 times stronger and most refreshing, keeps me going no matter what lies ahead. Ayan daw. At yan, si Kuya Abdel, si Ati Sally, you know, if you go to their place, you talk about being lifted up kasi nasa bundok sila eh. No? Ang ganda nung view, yung perspective of the city and the circumstances. Pero praise, sabi ni Kuya Abdel, you know, lifts him up, keeps him going better than any coffee. Ayan, di ba? 100 times better than anything else. Sabi dito, I like what Neil said. Neil's one of our young adults. Haba-haba ito. Pero sabi niya, praising God is my declaration and acknowledgement that He is sovereign and in control of everything in my life. It builds an intimate connection that draws me closer to Him, and it assures me that I am secured no matter what the situation is, because His will is perfect and His love never fails. Oh, di ba? Nag-preach na si Neil doon. Grabe. I mean, amen and amen. And, you know, I was just reading all through these comments, and it was encouraging. It was building me up. Kasi nga, ganon. No, it's very obvious that we understand what praise is. Nauunawaan natin to, pero kadalasan, hindi ito po yung unang ginagawa natin. The first thing that comes to our mind when the unexpected happens is discouragement, complaints, and immediate yung limitations natin, ang nakikita natin. But when we lift our eyes, when we pray, what happens then? Our situation shifts. Sabi ni Pastor Kevin, sabi, it helps me keep my perspective where it needs to be. On God and not on my circumstances. Prayer and praise shifts the battle from the natural to the supernatural. Seryoso? Paano nangyayari yun? Because our warfare is not carnal. It's not physical. Paul tells us that it is a spiritual battle that we fight. Prayer and praise shifts our battle from the natural to the supernatural. Na minsan when difficult situations come, o di kaya naman tao, yung dulot ng ating problema, parang agad, no, yung immediate response natin, resbakan siya, suntokin siya, pantayin natin yung sakit, yung hurt, yung words na sinabi, ito rin ang sasabihin ko sa'yo, or physically, ito rin ang gagawin ko sa'yo. Diba? No? Kinat mo ko, no? Kakat din kita, diba? Mga nagmamaneho. And it gets to us. It gets to us and we forget that sandali, panlilin lang na ng kaaway yan eh. It's His strategy to try to trip us up, to try to remove our focus on the Lord, to try to prevent us from living fully the things that God has already done in our life. So when we begin to pray, you know, when we assess the situation, and instead of responding naturally, with our attitudes, with our anger, in those ways, instead pausing and saying, Lord God, tulungan mo ako. Taking a few moments to pray. Taking a few moments to say, Lord God, I'm going to praise you. In the midst of all of this difficult situation, pupurihin kita, itataas kita, sasambahin kita, and we begin to declare His power over our situation, what happens is, it's no longer us fighting the battle, it is now God asserting the victory over our situations. Si Lord na ang nag-a-advance nung difficulty in our situation. That's exactly what happened to Paul and Silas. They didn't complain about their situation as they prayed and praised. Ano nangyari? In the story, it says that the chains were loosed. That chains were loosed. The stocks were loosed, the prison doors flew open. I don't know about you, you know, when I get sick, you know, minsan meron akong migraine attack. I think it's because of too much chocolate. Sabi nila, pag sobra ka ng chocolate, minsan may ganun tendency, migraine. Or if you're under stress, kulang sa tulog, kulang sa tubig, ayan. You can get those migraine attacks. And I really believe in this, kasi nabasa ko eh, that when King Saul was tormented by spirits, he would call David. David, who was a shepherd boy, pero ano rin siya? Mangangawit, manunulat, no? May banda rin siya, pero hindi kagaya ng band natin. Kasama sa band niya, mga tupa. Yun lang, tapos siya lang mag-isa. Harp and the rest of the sheep. So he would call David and ask him to play music, to praise God. Of course, si David naman, he would praise. Kasi yun ang alam niya. He would praise, and as David would play his harp, Saul, King Saul, would feel much better. I've learned to do that. Whenever I fall sick, you know, wala akong magagawa eh, di ba? Kasi mag-complain ka, you pray and you praise. Learn to do that, to declare who God is. And para sa atin, paano yung pastor siya? Di ako kumakanta eh. Kahit anong gusto ko gawin, wala sa tono. Tapos pag kumakanta ako, sabi, uy, tumimik ka dyan. Iingay mo. So, magbasa ka na lang ng Psalms, kapatid. Tumula ka na lang. Pwede rin yun. Di ba? Pwede rin yun. Because that's declaring praise. Praise doesn't always mean I have to sing a song. Praise is declaring who God is. So, di ba? Pick up the Psalms. Open the Psalms. The Psalms that declare the praises of God, who He is. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. That in the midst of our difficulties and our trials, He answers us and hears our prayer. Prayer and praise brings breakthrough in impossible situations. It doesn't just shift the battle from the natural to the supernatural, pero yung sitwasyon na parang imposible, ababago ng Panginoon. Impossible situations. Paano tayo makakalaya dito? Di ba nasa loob na tayo ng preso? Inner room pa nga daw eh. Talagang sinigurado na hindi makakatakas, walang mapupuntahan. Probably a dark place, walang bintana. And it seems impossible. Pero again, because the God is a God of possibilities, when He fights the battle for us, instead of us trying to do it on our own, nababago yung mga sitwasyon. Nababago yung mga sitwasyon. You know, in the past few years, narinig natin, every time we talk about missions, every time we talk about yung, you know, pagkilos ng Panginoon sa mga sitwasyon at mga lugar na hindi natin mapupuntahan, kakaiba yung pagkilos ng Diyos. You know, remember every time, and it's a reminder for us, na minsan yung kahirapan sa buhay ay pagkakataon upang maipausad yung nais ng Panginoon, ma-fulfill yung purpose ng Panginoon sa sitwasyon na gusto niya mangyari. And every time Pastor Sam, Pastor Bell talks about what happened in the war down in the south, no? Sa tingin na talaga natin, parang ang pangit nun, di ba? Lives were lost, people were displaced. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin nakatira sa Marawi. I mean, it's a difficult situation still to be in. Pero despite those difficulties, anong ginawa ng Diyos? He made a way so that help and assistance could be sent in a difficult situation. Ginamit niya ang church. Ginamit niya ang mga individuals who thought, you know, we thought we were here for something else, pero mas iba rin pare yung nais ng Panginoon gawin. Beyond what we're already doing. You know, sometimes we can be happy in our safe, secure homes, communities, compounds. Pero kung alert tayo sa nais ng Panginoon, kaagad makikita natin, Lord, hey, this is an opportunity for you to work through us. And yes, it might be dangerous. And yes, you know, posibleng magkaroon ng problema. But if we know this is God's direction and we pursue it, things can begin to change. And so lives were reached. People were helped. Churches were started. And we're continuing to see that, not just here in the Philippines, but around the world. I'm sure in your situation as well. A year ago, wala tayong online ministry. And that difficulty came in, and we were forced, not by choice, to get into it. And as a result, alam niyo ba, meron tayong mga online circles na nagaganap beyond the Philippines. Meron tayong mga tao that we're able to connect with right now, na na-encourage po natin beyond our physical locations. Na hindi natin magagawa yun if we were not forced into this situation. So ano po yung mga kalagayan nyo ngayon? I'm sure some of you na meron mga new endeavors, mga bagong business na pasimulan, mga bagong adventures na pasimulan because of the challenges that we faced. So prayer and praise brings breakthroughs in situations na parang imposible yata ito. Parang difficult yata ito. In a couple of weeks, pagpasok ng July, yung WNL maglo-launch, and there's a new series that they're going to be starting about how God shifts the different situations around. So look forward to that when it launches in a few weeks. And finally, prayer and praise releases blessings to others. Ang minsan, pag nanalangin tayo, nagpuri tayo, iniisip natin, sarili lang natin, di ba? Lord, tulungan mo ako. Lord, bless mo ako. Lord, saklolohin mo ako. But in the midst of our praise, and when we declare, God, you are worthy. God, you are good. God, you are a redeemer. You are a rescuer. You are a provider. You are a healer. When God answers that prayer, He doesn't answer it just for our sake. He answers it so that that blessing that we receive could multiply out of our lives. Si Paul and Silas, sa kanilang pananalangin na pagpupuri, when the chains were loosed, it wasn't just their chains. When the prison door was opened, hindi lang yung prison doors nila. Sabi doon, read it for yourself, Acts chapter 16. All of the prison doors were open. All of the prisoners' chains were loosed. Grabe, ganong katindi ang pananalangin, ganong katindi ang nagagawa ng pagpupuri sa Panginoon na yung pagpapala niya ay hindi lang para sa atin. Yung pagpapala niya ay aapaw pa, mag-overflow out of our lives to impact the lives of other people. Di ba ganun ang karanasan natin? Alam mo yun, naranasan mo na yun na sobrang, you know, nakasama mo ang tao, isang kaibigan or community in the church. When you're so filled with joy, paglabas mo, di ba, nagsispill over yun. Nasa-share yun sa mga ibang tao, tapos tinatang nila, grabe, bakit tuwang-tuwa ka ngayon? Because God is so good, kasi naranasan ko ang pagpapala ng Panginoon. And it's not just in our emotions, no? Physically, literally, financially, materially, God will provide. At yung provision na yun, kadalasan meron pang extra. Hindi para, di ba, gastusin natin, sabi nga ni Pastor Javis kanina, di ba, you know, it was Mark Batterson who said that, you know, when God blesses you with extra, you don't raise your standard of living, you raise your standard of giving. Bakit kasi yung pananaw natin, the finances are not mine, this belongs to God. Steward lang ako. So kung bibigyan niya ako ng sapat para sa akin at merong extra dyan, gagamitin ko yun. Lord, may purpose ka, bakit may extra? Lord, sino ba yung gusto mong i-bless ko? Lord, para kanino ba to? Dahil our finances are not ours. And if we see it as ours, alam mo, pag nabawasan yan, iniisip pala, ay, kulang ako. Nagkulang ako. Pero if we see finances and material possessions as belonging to God, at tayo ay tagapamahala lang, we are stewards, pag nawala yun, ang lalapitan natin, Lord, di ba? Lord, may pangailangan dito, would you provide? And He will, dahil yun ang kanyang pangako. He will. When you're blessed materially, when you're blessed spiritually, di ba? We want to share that with others. Good news is always worth sharing. Kadalasan, bad news is what we share. Kasi gusto natin maka-attract ng mga likes and mga kung ano-ano pa para masabi, eh, kayo unang sabi. But good news is always, always better. So here, Paul and Silas, sa kanilang panalangin, sa kanilang pagpupuri, grabe, the freedom that was given to them, others experience. Kung may ginawa ang Panginoon sa buhay mo, kapatid, huwag mong panataliin sa iyo lang yun. Ibahagi mo, share the story, share the excess, bless others with joy, bless others sa pangunguna ng Panginoon na pag-lead niya sa iyo. As we do these things, you know, as we pause, pray, and praise, God will begin to shift our circumstances for good. For good. Because that is the kind of God that He is. He's done this for Paul and Silas. He's done this for so many others. Napakarami na nakaranas na ito. And I'm sure ikaw rin kasama ka dun. Many of you, all of you who responded to that post, know this. Not just here, you know, Rose, who said that, he was in Indonesia. Esther, who said that, she was in Kenya. Yeah, when I praise, this is what happens. Ike, who also responded all the way in Florida. Sabi niya, yes, when I praise, this is what happens. Kapatid, ikaw rin, posibleng maranasan mo ito sa buhay mo. For those of us who are already believers, you're probably just saying, yes, yes and amen, yes and amen. And we need to be reminded to do this. Whenever circumstances and situations change or hindi nangyayari based on our expectations, let's pause, pray, and praise. Praise God through it. Lord, I will still praise you. I will still bless your name regardless of the situations and the circumstances. What do you need to praise God through today? See, we don't praise God when the answer comes. The key is praying and praising God in it and through it. When we praise and praise God in and through the circumstances, our eyes are lifted up, blessing comes down. The blessing of His strength, the blessing of His assurance, the blessing of His peace, the blessing of His healing, the blessing of His provision, the blessing of His guidance, the blessing of community He gives us. And because of this, there is now more reason to praise. Grabe, no? Ganun ang Panginoon. I pray and I praise and He blesses me more. So I praise Him more and He blesses me more. And so I give it out. I share it out. I keep doing it so that others are reached and the blessing is multiplied.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito para sa karagdagang impormasyon.
If you haven't done that yet, maaring nananalangin ka lang and it's all about my need, here's my situation, kawawa naman ako, stop and praise. They prayed and praised. Yun ang ginawa nila. Praising is declaring who God is. He is your provider. He is your healer. He is your redeemer. He is your salvation. He is your refuge. He is your comforter. He is your guide. He's your soon coming king. He's the one who fights the battles for you. This is who He is. So I would encourage you, kapatid, gawin mo yun ngayon. Gawin mo yun ngayon. Is it a difficulty? Is it a sickness? What do you need to praise God through? Lack, kakulangan. Don't have a job. Difficult relationships. What do you need to praise God through? A tough season. Maybe even persecution. Let's praise God through this. Let's pray, yes, but let's not forget to praise as well and declare God in those circumstances.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.